Dog Pound, welcome to a fairly significant two-minute drill brought to you by University Hospitals, because after the win on Thursday night against the Cincinnati Bengals for the first time in 19 years, the Browns are atop the AFC North all by themselves. First place checking in at 6-3. Now we're going to take a whole look at this division here and kind of prep you for the next couple of weeks. The Browns obviously get Houston at home this week, then they'll go on the road to Atlanta, followed by a road trip to Buffalo. That's the next three for the Browns. The interesting thing about this division is every team right now has a record of 600 or better. Every team has won four games at home already and lost only one. Now the Bengals, who are in second place at 5-3-1, they've already played six home games. They only have two home games left. They're 4-1-1 at home. They have a tough test this week against the New Orleans Saints in the Dome and will be on the road for the next three. Then tied for third are both Pittsburgh and Baltimore, both at 6-4, also both 4-1 at home. Now the Steelers, they play this week on Monday night against the Tennessee Titans, and the Baltimore Ravens are on a bye week, but will return from their bye the following week to play New Orleans again in New Orleans. The Browns obviously have played Pittsburgh twice. They split 1-1. They beat the Bengals. They'll have the Bengals at home now in week number 14, and then they will have the Ravens on the road in week 17, what could be a huge, huge game. So obviously, a lot going on. It is the best division in terms of winning percentage in the NFL. It is the tightest division race from top to bottom in the NFL. But for now, the Browns sit atop the division, and that's where we hope they will stay. They control their own destiny for the first time in 19 years. And yes, folks, it does feel good. That's your update on the AFC North in the two-minute drill brought to you by University Hospitals.